Hello there. All this is actually take two. So I didn't record take one at all. I forgot that I had pre-record on in smart mode. Manual mode. I didn't check the dial. Oopsie doodle. Anyway, so I have a quick question for y'all who use Carbon Copy Cloner. I want to basically back up this folder to an image, but my virtual machine to an image. I know how to do that. But the thing is, it likes to overwrite my backup. Now, I don't mind this for the month backup that happens, but for the 8-hour backup that I want to have happen, I don't want that being overwritten. I want the thing to have the time and date, and I'm not going to be up at all hours of the night, you know, renaming files. I'm just not. So, and the reason I'm saying 8 hours is that way, you know, if I'm using it, it's not going to back it up and stuff like that. So, which it will not back up between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. because I've disabled backups with a Carbon Copy Cloner script. And this weather is really cold. I just checked with Siri today. Weather is going to range from 43 to 57 degrees. And next week, up to April 7th, I think that's next Monday. Thursday. Weather is going to be up to 87, 43 to 87 or 6. So it's like, wait a minute, what's going on here with this weather? It's crazy. But anyway, so what I have currently is a backup for VMware Fusion, my VMware file that every second Tuesday of the month, it will create an image. A read-only image of the fold of the DMG, of the VMware bundle, and place it in a compressed DMG. Actually, it's not compressed. I have to do that part myself. But that's okay. I don't mind. That part I don't mind. I just use P7zip to do it with the command line. It's actually really simple. On a good day, it's really simple. I can't believe they broke RAR. Anyway, so anyway, that's what I want to do. I want this thing to back up to a DMG, which I already know how to do, but I want it to, and I'm sure this is easy. I just can't figure it out. It's easy to probably y'all who've used Carbon Copy Cloner, but I've only been using it since I bought it, I think, in September of last year? Anyway, so, well, I bought version 4, are they up to version 4 or 3? Whatever they're up to, I bought it. I had a prior version beforehand and loved it, so anyway. That's what I want to do. I want it to rename. I wanted to name the image with the time and date, so that way it's not going to overwrite the prior image. There's got to be a way to do it, and I'm probably missing it in the main, you know, backup window. So I might actually contact support about this. Maybe they have some ideas. Because I know how to do the first step. That's easy. I start from a scheduler window. So, and by the way, thanks to scripts, I have a backup disabled. It disables my backups from 11 p.m. to, I think, 7 a.m.? 7:30? Something like that? I don't know. So, without further ado, I'm going to send this off, and I'm going to try my best and stay warm. It is freezing right now. It's around 43 degrees outside. Ugh. So, or 57 degrees outside, which is freezing. And it was raining cats and dogs yesterday. So, alright guys, take care, be blessed, and have a wonderful, Tuesday.